What do you think would happen if an asteroid actually smashed into Earth? Now, this isn't just about sci-fi blockbusters, but actually real possibility. A 10-kilometer-wide asteroid slammed into what is now Mexico 65 million years ago and is believed to have been responsible for an incredible amount of upheaval all around Earth. Upon this discovery, scientists and engineers have been monitoring asteroids and preparing should one ever hit Earth. Our planet. So would humans be able to survive an asteroid smashing into Earth? Well, to find out more, we're joined by Michael Deliakovo, resources and energy geophysicist and PhD candidate at the University of New South Wales. A very good morning to you, Michael.
Hello, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Well, am I just terrifying my listeners, or is it actually a chance that an asteroid could smash into Earth?
There's definitely a chance. I've got some good news for your listeners in that the asteroids of the size that wiped out the dinosaurs, which was, as you say, about 10 kilometres in diameter, we think we've found all the asteroids of that size, at least the ones that are near Earth. It's the smaller ones that we have to be a little bit worried about still because we haven't detected most of them.
Now, when you say small, how big do these have to be to make some real damage?
So in 1908, an asteroid that was about 50 metres in diameter hit Siberia. And that flattened about 2,000 square kilometres of forest. So not very big, but you can imagine if that landed on Sydney, that would do quite a bit of damage.
That's amazing to me. So really, the initial damage, it's the impact, and then what happens after that? Are we looking at tsunamis? What sort of stuff?
It depends on where it lands, how big it is. If it landed in the ocean, definitely we'd expect some tsunamis. If it landed on the Earth, it might kick up a lot of dust, and depending on how big it is, that could actually change the climate around the world. The dust could block out some of the sunlight, and just like we see when we have a big enough volcano, the temperature actually drops a little bit for the next year or so.
Well, if we were talking about an asteroid of sort of roughly this size or a bit bigger heading towards Earth, what can we do? I mean, is there anything we can actually do?
It depends on how far in advance we spot it. So you might have heard QA2, which is a small asteroid that passed Earth a few weeks ago. This was about 15 to 50 metres big. We only spotted it a few hours before it actually passed Earth. So if we spotted it that late, there'd be pretty much nothing we can do. But if we spotted it with enough time, we might be able to send a mission there to we could put explosives on it and try and push it out of the way of Earth. We could hit it with something. And some people have even proposed putting nuclear weapons on an asteroid, which we can just try and vaporize.
What? Nuclear, like actually blow up an asteroid in space?
It's definitely been proposed. In 1995, a bunch of ex-Cold War scientists got together and put together a plan and mission design to put a nuclear weapon on a big enough, on a 1 kilometer asteroid and probably just blow it out of the sky.
What kind of timing are we looking at? Like, are we talking about days to arrange something like this? Weeks? Months?
I'm not an expert on that, but I think days would be too much of a stretch. I think by then it's probably too late. Months, maybe. It depends on how where the asteroid's coming from, how fast. You'd want at least months or years to be safe.
Well, let's assume that we haven't managed to do that and something actually hits the Earth. How big does it have to be considered sort of a, I think, what's the term I'm looking for, extinction level event?
Yeah, I think we'd be looking at something around 1 to 10 kilometres in diameter to really have a chance of wiping out humanity. It also depends on what it's made of, how dense it is. So obviously a metallic asteroid is going to do more damage than say, a comet, which is more like a dust and ice mixture.
I hadn't actually thought about the makeup of it. I mean, how likely is it to be a comet versus a metallic asteroid?
I couldn't give you numbers on it. Comets are sometimes trickier to spot in advance because they can have quite elliptical orbits and come from the edges of the solar system. So maybe for that reason, they're more likely to occur. So asteroids tend to have orbits that are closer to Earth's own orbit, so we can detect them in advance a little bit better. But comets are harder to spot in advance.
And I'm kind of curious, like, could humanity come back from it? Could we be down in little bunkers? Could we, you know, get sort of, I don't know, animals and plants back from extinction, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think there are some refuges around the world that are built exactly for that kind of thing. There are government bunkers, military bunkers. So I think it's unlikely that we would be completely wiped out if there was an asteroid impact. I think eventually the survivors would rebuild.
Well, that's good to know. It's sort of vaguely relieving for a Monday morning. Michael, thank you very much for that. It's been illuminating and put a bit of perspective on whether going to work on a Monday is a bad thing or not.
Thanks, Nick.